My translator is not here, so 大家好。今天与弟兄姐妹分享的信息，我们知道主耶稣已经进入了第三年的侍奉。
牧师要讲英文吗？你讲英文。
Jesus has entered his third year ministry.
我们今天讲到，就是耶稣已经进入他第三年的侍奉。
And the third year, he focused only for discipleship.
然后第三年，他的主力就是集中在对门徒的训练当中。
What's about discipleship?
什么叫做门徒训练呢？
There must be a teacher.
就是一定要有位老师，对不对？
To teach, train, demonstrate, and correct.
教导、训练、示范，而且要改进。
And for the student or disciple, they need to try to learn, follow, practice, imitate, ask, retry. I'll check back to you later.
Okay, 他们要必须要学习
，follow，
然后要跟随
，practice，
要练习实践
，imitate，
要模仿
，ask。
而且要发问
，and retry，
然后要再一度的去再去试。
Discipleship, the goal for that is from disciple, and then you will become a teacher, and then you continue to train the new disciple.
然后当门徒他有一个很大的目标，就是必须要学习了以后，自己就变成一个老师，然后能够训练别人也当成一个门徒。
Otherwise.The ministry will get stuck.
否则的话，你这个事工就会阻断了。
And the kingdom of God gonna suffer.
然后神的国就会受到折损。
Let's go to the verses of Mark chapter 10, verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them.
马可福音第十章十三到十六节，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒便责备那些人。
We need to look into the big picture, the environment.
我们要看这个大的这个画面，整个的环境。
At this time, Jesus heading toward Jerusalem.
这个时候，耶稣是往朝着耶路撒冷走。
The atmosphere was pretty much like.The disciples sense somewhat afraid and fearful.
然后这个气氛就是门徒就是好像察觉到中间有一些不好的事情，他们有些恐惧在前面。
Because Jesus has prophesied that he is going into Jerusalem and suffer, crucified, and died, but the third day he will be resurrected.
因为在前面耶稣已经跟他们讲了，就是说。人子要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后要三天以后要复活。
So they feel somewhat fearful.
所以这个门徒的心里就有些疑虑，有些恐惧。
But on the other hand, they were also very exciting.
那另一面呢，他们反而也会觉得好像很兴奋。
Because they thought the kingdom is coming.
那他们认为就是他们这个神的国度就要降临了。
Because wherever Jesus goes,They always come with a big crowd and follow him.
因为耶稣的所到之处都有许多许多的人跟随他。
And Jesus created a lot of influence and impact to the people.
然后耶稣他就制造了许多的有很大的影响力。
So one side they are afraid, but the other side they were very exciting.
所以他一方面他们觉得有些恐惧，有些害怕的事情；另一方面他觉得好像很兴奋。
People with these joint feelings, then they believe there is some big event coming.
So, 就在这种两种不同的气氛的心境之下，他们产生了一个期待，就是哦，有一个很大的事情要发生。
And they were heavily involved with this ministry.
然后，因为他们在这个耶稣的事工上已经花费了很多的心力。
So, under that circumstances, they feel somewhat they are important, they are significant.
如果在这种状况下，他们觉得我们也是很有功的人，也是很重要的一份子。
But somewhat there is some uncertainty and scare.
然后他们对未来的疑惧跟恐惧。
So people under that kind of a situation, sometimes they may ignore or neglect some. They believe those are just minor issue, not serious stuff.
所以在这种情况之下，有人就会有这种。认为把一些事情认为是一些小事情，不重要的事情，因为有更大的事情要发生，所以就忽视了这些小事情。
If people under that kind of circumstances, then we may not see things through.
所以在那种情况之下，我们就很可能没有把这个事情能够看得很透。
There probably would be no insight with depth.
然后看事情就没有一种深度。
Just a surface level.
然后只是看得很表面化、很肤浅的看法。
See, when Jesus came and people brought their children to Jesus and asked Jesus to touch them, but the disciple rebuked them.
所以当有些人把他们孩子带来给耶稣摸，要耶稣祝福的时候，这个门徒就责备那些爸妈。
That's a good translation. Their parents, actually, they.Jesus rebuked their parents or maybe relatives.
所以耶稣就这些门徒就责备那些小孩子父母啊或者亲友。
Verse 14, when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
我们看第十四节，耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说。让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神的国，在神国的正是这样的人。
See, those disciples sense they are somewhat important and significant, so they look into those parents brought their children, turn out regard them as like an interference.
所以我们知道门徒这个时候，他们好像有一些自我膨胀，自我感觉有点太良好了。所以他们就看这些父母的这个把小孩带来这个举动，认为这些不重要的是一种干扰的动作。
But you know, in the Bible, we seldom saw Jesus turn out not very happy or even mad or angry.
我们在圣经里面很少提到说耶稣很恼怒、很生气，或者是这个恼怒更是很少见哈。
He might scold at the Pharisees.
他会责备这些法利赛人。
But we seldom saw Jesus show his anger toward his disciples.
但我们很少看到耶稣对他的门徒会有一种发怒、恼怒的情况发生。
And this is try to show his feelings, anger and annoyance over he believed that is unfair treatment toward those parents.
有这种情况是因为耶稣觉得对这些门徒发怒，是因为觉得他们对这些小孩子父母的待遇是不对的，不公平的。
If you were the disciples, think about this. I try to do the best for you, Jesus. And those children with their parents, they may interfere or interrupt your agenda. So I try to make everything smooth for you, for your ministry.
所以你们如果替这个门徒来着想的话，他们一定心里觉得，哎，怎么搞的？我们尽力哈，帮你铲除一些所谓的干扰的事情，让你的事工、你的正经的事能够好好的进行。你怎么反而来责怪我们呢
？Why you show your anger？
你为什么还这么恼怒吗？对我们这么恼怒呢
？So there must be something big there。
所以他们就觉得大概是有些重要的事情。
And also, Jesus showed that his emotion, maybe in the long run, in the future, years and years after, those disciples will remember.
So, Jesus 在这里生了这么大的一个脾气，就是让这个门徒在几十年下去以后，为了将来就会想起这件事情。
So today's message is perspectivity in ministry.
所以今天的讲题，就是侍奉者的透视力。
If you cannot see what really inside Jesus' emotional expression, then you may not see what Jesus wants to tell us.
如果你不能够透过这个耶稣这个脑路里面看到一些事情的话，你就不知道耶稣到底要跟我们讲什么。
Verse 15, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
第十五节，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
So these two verses try to explain why Jesus showed his emotion.
所以这节经文主要就告诉我们，为什么耶稣会有这么大的一个怒气，这么大的一个情感的发泄出来。
Today, most of you here, you are Christian, you are Jesus follower.
这里我想各位大部分都是基督徒，是不是都是耶稣的门徒哈
？You have the desire to please Jesus.
我们都有这样想要得到神喜悦的心。
So you start to learn how to serve Him.
所以我们要开始学怎么样去侍奉他
，and serve people around us，
然后也侍奉我们周围的朋友。
And if we want to serve him efficiently, we need to know today's issue.
如果我们想要正式的来侍奉他的话，我们就必须要知道今天的这一刻。
Would there be a problem that you serve your boss, and at the end that your boss became very angry?
你们有没有这种经历？就是你想要去做一些事能够让你的老板能够那个开心的，结果反而他对你发怒。
So that means we need to watch out because something we may run into that avenue.
所以这个时候我们就会心里有一个警戒的心哈，就是将来的话我们就要尽量不要再这样子做。
Maybe through today's lesson we may verify that I am in that position.
我通过今天的我这个信息的话，也许我们就可以印证一下，我是不是也是这样子呢
？I hope he pleased me, but then I found that he's not very happy about me.
说我有心要取得神的喜悦，但是反而让神生气了，有没有这样情况呢
？Actually, today's topic is center for Jesus is the kingdom of God.
今天信息主要的中心思想是讲到神的国。
Because discipleship, the goal is kingdom of God.
因为我门徒训练，他的最后的目标是什么？就是神的国。
And what is the kingdom of God?
那我们就问，什么是神的国呢
？In the Bible, there may be three different level to explain the kingdom of God.
所以圣经有对神的国有三种不同的程度。
The first one is a person saved or the person receives salvation and somewhat he believes he can go to the heaven.
那第一个层次就是一个人他得救了，得到救恩了，他以自认也许自认说哦，我可以进天堂了。
Because at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he proclaimed, "The time has come."The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
因为在耶稣施工的最初期的时候，他说天国已经近了，你们要悔罪，
悔改，
然后你们可以进到神的国。
So this level is talking about you being saved and you receive the salvation.
所以自己讲的第一阶层呢，就是你能够悔改能够得到救恩，然后你可以得到救恩。
And second level is under God's authority or control.
那第二个阶层就是你能够在神的掌权下，或是在神的管制之下。
So if you are under God's authority, that means you are in the kingdom of God.
如果你是在神的掌权权威之下，神的管制之下，你就是在神的国里。
So Jesus did demonstrate his authority.Through casting out demons.
所以耶稣就记着他的那个能够赶鬼这件事，能够彰显出他的权柄。
To demonstrate the power of God.
也彰显出神的大能。
Because the person totally possessed by demons, that means that person became powerless.
所以当一个人被在神被着鬼附身的话，就变成完全就是没有能力了。
And there is a power that even exceedingly powerful than the demon power.
然后那另外有个能力是比这个鬼的能力还要更大的。
And Jesus can cast out that demonstrate that he got the power that can exceed everything.
那耶稣就是展示说他的能力超过一切的势力。
That is kingdom of God.
这就是神的国。
Okay. Thirdly is enter God's glory or receive God's abundant life.
那第三最高的境界就是能够进入神的荣耀，或者是得到神丰盛的生命。
We remember the Transfiguration Mountain.
记得在耶稣登山变相的那件事吗？
Jesus was transfigured before disciples. His clothes became dazzling white.
然后耶稣在他的三个门徒面前变相以后，他的衣服发出一种白色的，就是能够非常亮的白色的光。
And that is whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them.
然后比世界上任何的那个白色都要更洁白。
And that tried to reveal to us is God's glory coming out through Jesus.
所以就显示说，神的能力从耶稣的里面能够向外能够展示出来。
And that is we are going after.
这就是我们所要追求的。
God's glory.
就是神的荣耀。
An abundant life of Jesus.
丰盛的生命。
So what Jesus wants to say is, if you this is what you are heading for, then you need to turn out like a child.
所以耶稣就跟他讲说，你们如果想往这边走的话，你们就必须要像小孩子才行。
Otherwise, you would not get anything from there.
否则的话，你这条路是不通的。
So, Jesus didn't mean that he was angry because his disciples didn't want the children get to him only for the children.
耶稣并不是为对他门徒的恼怒，并不是说门徒阻止那些小孩子 来他面前，光是这件事而已。
So, we believe Jesus loved children.
那我们知道耶稣当然是很爱小孩子的。
But that is not the focus.
但是这个不是重点所在。
Otherwise, Jesus would go to Jerusalem and then operate a nursery or kindergarten.
否则耶稣可以到耶路撒冷开一个幼稚园呢。
He used children to demonstrate something very important to us.
他是用这个小孩子来告诉我们，教我们一个很重要的事情。
So he mentioned like a little child or such as children.
所以说耶稣他的用字眼就是说，要像这个小孩子。
Okay, so like a little child is the key.
所以我们这里的重点就是要像小孩子。
If you look, you act, respond like a child to Jesus, then you are aiming at the kingdom of God.
如果你跟耶稣的互动是一个像小孩子一样的话，你就可以进入神的国。
What that means, like a child, a little child, is relying upon God, be obedient to God.
那像小孩子就是能够依靠神，能够顺服神。
See.The parents took their children to Jesus, and actually they asked the children, say, "Hey, go to that person, let him lay hand on you." So actually, maybe Jesus to them was a stranger or an adult. And you know, children, once you ask them to approach a stranger adult, they will be hesitate.
那我们知道，他的这些小孩的父母很可能就是催逼他们孩子说：“哎，去跟那个耶稣面前，让他能够在你身上能够摸到你，然后给你祝福。”那我们知道，小孩子对于大人基本上来说都是有一种比较没有安全感，就有些害怕。
So the children need to totally rely or trust and obey the parents, otherwise they would not dare not or even get close to Jesus.
所以这个让这个小孩子能够跟一个陌生人有接触的话，一定是他们对他们的父母，他们有 绝对的这个信任以及依赖性。
Apparently, the children start to walk toward Jesus, and the disciples stop them.
So, 很可能就是当这些小孩子朝着耶稣走来的时候，那些门徒就上前把他们阻止了。
I got some experience to share with you.
我跟大家分享。
About 3 years after I became a Christian,
在我成为基督徒三年以后
，Jesus was always in my heart.
耶稣是一直在我心里的。
There's a winter night.
有一个冬天的晚上
，I was woken up.
我半夜突然醒了。
My eyes just opened widely all of a sudden.
我的眼睛突然就大大的张开。
I become very clear.
我就非常的清楚。
And then, because I didn't get up by myself, because I was a deep sleep person.
那我那个时候并没有起身，因为我是睡了一个非常熟的一个人。
And usually, if you wake up, usually your mental status is still floating, but not at that time. It was so clear, I can sense everything.
说通常一个人在熟睡状态中突然醒的话，还会有一阵子好像有这游魂游天外的那种状况。但是那一天晚上，我非常的清楚，马上就非常的清楚。
So I ask what? I ask what?
所以我就问什么
？And there's a voice told me say go to the backyard.
那有一个声音就告诉我说到后院去。
So I stood up and walked to the backyard.
So 我就起床，然后走到后院。这是冬天的晚上哦。
And then I asked what?
然后我又问说，什么，干什么
？And the voice told me that go to the garden.
然后这个声音又告诉我到这个花园那边去。
So I walked all the way to the garden.
所以我就是走到这个花园那边去。
Then inside me, I ask what?
然后我又心里又在问，那现在又怎么样了
？He said, "Get into the garden. That is the vegetable garden."
哦，就说跟我说到这个我这个种蔬菜的那个园子里去。
Because to keep the birds out of the vegetable, so I put a wire mesh over there, but it's very low.
啊，因为要防止这个鸟把我的这个蔬菜都吃光哈。所以我就在上面覆盖了一个网状的东西，是很矮的。
And the voice asked me to get into the garden.
Okay, 这个声音就告诉我说，你要钻进去这个园这个蔬菜丛里面。
So I need to stoop down and to crawl into the garden.
然后我必须要蹲下来，然后就用爬进到我的那个菜园子里。
And then inside of me asked what? Then he said.Pray.
然后我的心里又在问，现在要怎么样了，主？然后声音跟我说，你要祷告。
So I stay there and pray.
我就在那个菜园子，钻到菜园子里面祷告。
And I pray for a while.
祷告了好一阵子。
And then I start to sense that my prayer is pretty much used up.
然后我就觉得感到说我的祷告应该是已经得到回听了。
Then I ask what?
然后我再问说现在又怎么样下一步呢
？Then no more respond to me.
然后我那个声音就没有了。
So I crawl out.
然后我又钻出去。
And then I got back to the bed.
然后回到屋子里再躺下。
And my wife noticed I came back so.She somehow touched me.
然后我太太发现我回来了，然后她就碰了我一下。
And she got a shock.
然后她就是很有点惊吓，有点吓住了。
Because my body is like icy freezing.
因为我的身体的温度是冰冷的，像冰棍一样的冷。
And she wanted to ask me what.
然后她要问我说，你干了什么啊
？I just say go to sleep.
然后我只是跟她说啊，你睡吧。
That happened to me.
这是我亲身的经验。
Would that look like dumb or stupid?
然后各位，你认为这个是不是一个很有点好像有点笨的、有点蠢的举动啊
？Actually, after that, I did think I was stupid.
事实上，这个事情经过以后，我回想起来，我觉得哎，好像有点蠢了，有点笨了。
If that night, if there was a thief stood outside my fence and watching me doing this.
如果那天晚上刚好有一个小偷，如果在那边看我这个举动的话
，I guess he will be scared to death and escape, run away.
这个小偷他会被我吓走啊。
Unfortunately, that never happened afterwards.
啊，还好了，这个事情就没有发，这种事情没发生啊。
But I did rebuild my garden. I put the fence higher so I can stand inside.
事后我就把那个铁丝网给它弄高一点，以后我如果再有这个声音叫我去祷告的话，起码我可以站着祷告，不用趴在那边祷告。
To me, maybe this is just a training.
对我来说，这也许就是一个训练吧。
Whether Jesus can ask me something and I need to obey.
是不是神要求我做一件事情，我能够真的是顺服吗
？If that night I'm in good conscience.Then I should ask, when before I get into the backyard, I should ask, how long are you going to ask me to stay outside?
Okay. 如果那天是非常清醒的话，我也许会问说，啊，那我要在外面待多久啊？
Because I didn't even put on my pajama.
啊，那我大概会把我的睡衣啊，或者穿个外套之类的，有点准备。
I only got my underwear.
我那天连睡衣都没有，只是我的内衣裤而已。
It's freezing, it's winter, and it's 2 a.m.
然后那天是晚上，今天应该是清晨两点钟了。然后外面是像冰棍一样的冷啊。
Maybe this is a lesson that I need to learn that whatever you said, I just follow, but not ask what eventually you want to get me there. But every single step, he asks, he instructs, and all I need to do is just follow.
所以这就是一个学习顺服的工作。不是事先就知道我要在外面待多久，要怎么走，而是一步一步，神一步一步告诉我你要去哪里，去哪里，去哪里。
Secondly, like a child is mobility, not stubborn.
然后另外一个像小孩子的有个特性，就是一种可塑性，能够被改变的，不顽固。
In the Bible, there is a potter working at the wheel.
那这圣经里面有一个泥陶匠哈、啊，在做陶制陶的时候
，And potter can pick up clay and then does as he wishes。
然后这个陶匠他可以随便捏起一块土，然后想要塑造什么都他都可以。
If he was not pleased what he has done, he could form another pot。
然后他对这个如果制品成品不满意的话，他可以把它打碎了再造一个出来。
He can shape it as he regard best.
然后他可以照他的认为最好的东西，把这个东西制造出来。
The clay, once you put moisture or water inside, then it will be coming from liquid, then maybe become moldable object.
所以当这个泥土啊，你把这个水掺热到这个泥土以后，它就变成有这种可塑性，可以制造出各种的这个形状出来。
So the potter need to.Do what he want before become solid.
所以他要趁着这个泥陶匠，他要趁着这个土还没有硬的时候，还有可塑性的时候来做。
We as Christian, we just like clay.
然后我们基督徒就像这块泥土一样。
We need to allow God's hand to shape us, to mold us.
我们必须让这个陶匠神的手。来随他的心意帮我们制造出他所想要的这个形状出来。
We cannot be as I am.
我们不能说我就是这个样子。
See, only God can say I am that I am.
只有神能够说是自在永在，我是。
So I don't need to change.
我不需要变，神可以说我不需要改变的。
That is God.
这就是神。
But we want to be a little God, so I am that I am. I don't want to change. Nobody dare to change me.
然后我们人的话，就是我们想要自己做一个小神好了。我们就说，哎，我就是这个样子，我就是永在自在，我就是不能改变的。
Actually, human nature, we are not willing to accept changes by people, by others.
其实照我们人的本性的话，我们很不愿意被别人所改造的。
We thought that get involved with ego, dignity, whatever.
Yeah, 对我们的自尊心，我们的尊严就是很有很大的关系的。
We cannot become stubborn or rigid in front of our Lord.
但是在神的面前，我们不能够变成很顽固或者变成强硬啊。
We serve Him. We cannot say, according to my years' experience, my tradition, my way.
然后，当我们侍奉神的时候，不能说啊，我根据我多年的经验。根据我这个方法，我的什么等等的。
If we serve from this kind of an angle, then we will not be sensitive to people that we serve, or even we work with.
如果我们是以这种自我膨胀的这种态度来侍奉的话，我们就不能够感受到能够我们身边的人的需要。
So we need to watch out, because if we want to serve that our old style, the hammer can come down and smash us into powder.
如果我们就想照我们这个老法子去侍奉的话，我们必须要小心啊，很可能这个我们这个陶匠的手就会拿着锤子下来把你打个粉碎。
Well, last Friday, Bible study was a good one. It's a good turnout because parents and youth, they came together.
就是上个礼拜，就是刚刚过去这个礼拜五晚上是一个很好的聚会，很多青少年以及他们父母都来了。
And we had a great time.
我们就是一个很好的时间在一起。
But according to the agenda, right after the dinner, then we will go to Bible study.
然后根据我们预定的这个安排的话，是在吃完晚饭以后，我们就会去有一个查经祷告。
But most of the parents, they didn't attend the Bible study in the past.
但是大部分的父母们在过往并没有参加过我们的查经祷告会。
So I gave a kind of somewhat like a invitation or somewhat like an instruction, say, all the adults go to that room for Bible study.
所以我就做了一下一个宣布，就是说所有的成年人、大人都请你们到那个房间里面去做，查经祷告。
Then you know, not many people showed up in that room.
所以可想而知哈，有很多人没有这个到那个房间里去。
Because at that moment, I thought the Bible study is a heavy, important, significant task I need to carry out.
在那个当下的那个时刻，当下的时候，我认为这个读经祷告是一个很重要的事情，然后是一个很重大的事情，我必须要执行的。
Just like disciples,
就像门徒一样。
Go to that room and let's have Bible study.
就说，哎，大家到那个房间去，我们要读经祷告哦。
I didn't sense the people's heart.
我没有这种敏锐性能够感受到大家的心态是怎么样。
See, it's so easy that we serve like the disciples did.
所以我们就可以想，我们就是很容易就像犯了这个门徒同样的过错，像他们这样的侍奉法。
Later, well, actually, next day.
事实上是第二天。
One of the sisters told me that, why don't you just stay in the dining area, and then sit down and just chit chat with people, and then start to share what you want to share in a casual way.
然后有位姐妹就提醒我说：“哎，牧师，那天其实你不需要到那个小房间，因为你就可以就在那个餐桌上，你就可以跟大家分享，然后就可以开始这个查经祷告，很自然的就把这个查经祷告会就能够执行了。”
I thought that the Bible study is so important, so I cannot see anything else.
那我的盲点就是认为这个查经祷告会非常重要，所以别的我都看不到了。
You know, when I look at Jesus, I know, yeah, you are not very happy about me.
所以我想神对我那天大概不会觉得很满意吧。
We may run into that situation to serve people.
所以当我们这侍奉人或侍奉神的时候，就会碰到这样的情况。
Like a little child.
就像一个小孩子。
The third one is simplicity and purity.
然后第三样就是要简单，要单纯，
not complicated,
不复杂
，not complicated，
要不要复杂。
I saw a video, a little boy inside the house, and he saw a dog, a little dog outside the backyard.
我曾经看了一个录像片哈，就是一个小男孩在这个在这院子外面看了一个小狗。
And he was so happy and kind of a gradual walking all the way toward the dog.
这个小男孩看了这狗，高兴的要死，就是慢慢的就向那个狗走去。
With smiling and waving his tiny two hands.
然后这是那个小 baby 哈，然后就是一边笑一边在两个小胖手在那边一弄来弄去。
Walking and then running toward the dog.
然后一边笑着一边向那个狗直奔而去。
And then he ran into the sliding door glass.
然后他就没看到那个玻璃门，就蹦就撞上那个玻璃门。
Of course, crying, bumps and bruise.
当然接着就是嚎啕大哭啦，脸上一个包啦。
That little child was drawn by that dog, and only one thought in his mind.
那我们看到这个小孩就被这狗吸引，他脑子里就只有这个狗。
I want to get to the dog.
我就要去摸这个狗。
Nothing else important.
别的都不重要了。
Because he was drawn by that attention.
因为他就被这个狗完全的吸引住了。
I would really encourage brothers and sisters, for a certain time, you need to experience that.
So, 我劝勉各位弟兄姐妹，在你生命中有一段时过程，你的生命中应该就像那个小男孩一样，有那种的吸引，受被那种样的吸引所吸引住。
You were totally drawn by Jesus.
你被主耶稣完完全全的所吸引住。
Once you focus, everything becomes simple and pure.
当你注目在他身上的时候，所有一切事情都变成很简单、很单纯、不复杂。
The more I serve, the more fear I got.
然后我经验就是，我越侍奉，我就觉得心里就越有些
害怕。Because I may become more secular.
因为我很可能变得越来越世俗。
I lose that simplicity and purity to Jesus.
然后我必须要保持这个简单单纯的这种指性质。
I still remember the very first time that I start to serve as a moderator in the service.
我还记得我正第一次当这个主席的时候，在崇拜的时候当主席。
I was fearful.
我心里很有点震，很恐惧哈，很害怕。
A week ahead, I started to prepare, and I wrote down every single word I'm going to say in the service.
然后一个礼拜前我就开始准备，然后把所有要讲的话一字一句都写在纸上。
And then I continuously practice and practice and practice.
然后就是一直在那边练习练习练习。
The worst thing.Happened to me will be if there's a wind and blow out my writing stuff, then I don't know how to say anything.
然后你们可想是，如果这时候有一个狂风来把我那张纸给吹掉的话，我可能就是一句话都讲不出来。
Because I only do one thing.
因为我就只有一件事情。
And my wife always remind me the first ever preaching I got.
然后我太太就是 Amy， 就是旁边一直在提醒我，你记不记得当初讲的第一次讲到啊
？She remembered that I scream and yell from the beginning to the end.
她记得说，你好像从头到尾就是用喊的耶。
And everybody, she told me, just like a scared Bambi.
就像那个害怕那个小鹿斑比，那个卡通片那个小鹿斑比，惊吓的是那个样子。
And after service.I lay down the whole afternoon in my bed.
然后当天下午完了以后，我整个下午都虚，人都虚脱了，就只能躺在沙发上。
But I pray to my Lord, I can still serve that way.
但是我求我的主，让我还是能够像那样的来侍奉。
Are you like?A little child in front of Jesus.
你在耶稣的面前是不是像一个小孩子呢？
You need to find your mentor.
你必须要找到你的这个训练者，你的老师，你的师父。
We may be like an adult.
我们也许是一个成人，成年人。
But maybe in front of Jesus, you just like a child.
但是在主耶稣的面前，你就像那个小孩子一样。
You need to truly become humble and to ask someone around you here, say, please, be my mentor.
你必须要看看你周围哪一位能够来教导你，做你的导师的，有没有呢？
Allow your mentor to give you instruction and you try your best to follow.
然后让你的那些导师能够给你一些指训，然后你尽量的能够跟随。
If you serve the Lord like a little child, you should have a mentor.
如果你真的像要像小孩子一样去侍奉主的话，你必须要有一个能够身边有一个做你导师的。
That mentor doesn't need to be superman.
这个所谓的导师不一定是像超人似的。
If you believe that that person is a little bit ahead of you, then you can find that person and humbly asking, please, to be my mentor. You can point out anything I need to change or revise or correct, I will follow.
然后那个人的话，只要稍微比你有一些优势的话，你就可以请教那个人。然后就跟那人讲说，你给我的所谓的指导，一切我都会跟随，也会改，随时改正。
But on the other hand, have you found that little child?
那另外一面就是，你有没有找到一个那个小孩子呢
？To be your disciple.
然后这个小孩子，你可以说是，你可以是你的门徒呢，你的弟子呢
？That is not boasting.
这不是所谓我们在那边夸口哈，觉得自己很大。
If you don't serve a disciple, you don't serve anything.
如果你不侍奉你的门徒的话，你几乎就等于没有侍奉什么。
Otherwise, the kingdom will get stuck.
否则的话，如果没有这个门徒训练的话，神的国就停在那里。
And you need to allow Lord to give you His sight, so you can see through.
然后你必须要让神给你这种透视的力量，所以你能够透视。
If you can see through, then you will be able to guide a person or disciple a person.
如果你能有这种透视力的话，你就可以能够去引导、指引别的人。
Think about that day, that because the disciple thought they are working on something very important, so they become important.
你可以再回想那天的情况，这些门徒认为他们是有大事情要发生了，也觉得他们自我也觉得很重要。
Because so important, they neglect or ignore something even more important.
然后他们觉得事情这个重要到一个地步，把这个最重要的事情反而给忽略了。
That is why Jesus showed his emotion.
这就是为什么耶稣表达了这么强烈一种情感的表示。那这个恼怒的这个动作。
If you said, I serve my Lord, and you never ever experience or sense that kind of anger from Jesus, you didn't serve him at all.
如果你自认为我有侍奉主，如果但是你从来没有承受过这样的一种耶稣的这样一种强烈的反应的话，我想你可以再想想你到底是有没有侍奉。
Because we tend to serve like those disciples.
因为我们人的本性让我们就像门徒一样，我们就是那样子的侍奉。
So pray to the Lord.
所以我们请大家祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
天上的父，
we thank you for your Son, Jesus.
我们为了神，你的儿子耶稣感谢，献上感谢。
And Lord, we pray that each one of us may become a disciple.
我们也祷告，求我们中间每一位都能够成为你的门徒。
Just like a little child.
就像一个小孩子一样的门徒。
To obey you.
去服从。
To allow you to mold us.
让你在我们身上塑造。
Through the mentor.
通过我们中间一些所谓的能够做我们的这个导师的人。
And also give us the heart to find the little child around us.
你让我们有这个心肠，能够从中找到所谓的小孩子来，来辅导。
And help them to grow and to mentor them.
然后也能帮助他们能够成熟，能够长大。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.